Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever picked guitar on your front porch in the morning as the sun was rising? Or followed your dog down to the river and ran into an old baptizing? Do you think to pull off on the side of the road when that big black hearse is passing? Have you ever helped someone in need without them even asking? We do that in the country. Let me tell you about country. Country can't be in the middle of a city. Country can't be on a farm. Country ain't even a place on the map. It's a place in your heart. Would you ever hitch a ride to Music City just to see an Opry show? Would you drive across the country just to listen to some country? Country can't be in the middle of the city. Country can't be in a barn. Country ain't even a place on the map. It's a place in your heart. Have you ever been there at the courthouse square for the parade on the 4th of July? With a tear on your face and a lump in your throat as you watch old glory go by. Or sat through a service where they played taps for a soldier who never came home. Or looked in the sad brown eyes of his mama as she touched his name on that stone. He fought for his country. It died for his country. Yeah, I love my country. Let me tell you about country.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. On the show today, we have a super talented Miss Alexis Driscoll and Julia Freeze, a better known as country music duo Heartland Ray. I talk with the ladies about their career, music, and anything they're working on that they can talk about. As usual, I have a lovely and talented co-host / sidekick, Emily, with me, who somehow just dropped up from the call. I have no idea. And she's back. Hold on. Sorry about that, Em.
I literally have no idea what happened. Like, I was texting
you. I know,
you,
I have no clue.
And it, like, dropped to, like, one signal bar, and then my call dropped. And I've never done that before, so. Anyway.
Wow. So, as I was saying, let's go ahead and welcome the lovely and talented ladies of Heartland Ray to the show. Hey, ladies, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having us.
We really appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk with us today.
Of course. We're excited to be here. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just kind of baking in this heat we're having right now.
Yes.
Oh, you're telling me.
I know.
Come to Alabama. Come to Alabama.
The heat here.
She was that.
Is nothing compared to. Y'all are used to, is it?
Oh, yeah. Being from Phoenix, we are used to the heat. And then coming to Nashville, we did not expect it to be so hot with the humidity. Drinking lots of water and trying to get a tan. Yeah,
that's what I loved about Phoenix when I was out there, because down here you have humidity to deal with. Out there in Phoenix, there's no humidity.
It's so funny. Once we got here, I texted my friend and I said, it's so humid. Oh, Alexis, you're funny. She goes, you have friends? I texted a friend. I go, it's so humid. He goes, welcome to the South. You know?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
But we're adjusting and we're loving it.
I was in Sacramento, and it was like people would be complaining at the heat, and we were like, what's the big deal? Because we're from Alabama. There's no humidity. And then we came back here. We went back to Tennessee, and it's hot there. Like, it's hot in Nashville with the humidity, and I didn't think it could get worse. And then I came further south, and I came to Alabama, and it is worse. So,
well, let me
don't
tell
come
you,
here.
It's real frizzy here.
Yes, my hair is a disaster.
It's bad. Mine's just really straight. Just stays. Well, thank God for hats, right? I got a hat on right now, actually.
Thank God for the messy bun, because that's how mine
the messy bun. Whoever brought those back, thank you.
Brought
those.
To kind of start things off today, just first of all, introduce yourselves and just kind of tell how you got into this whole music business thing.
Well, do you want the long story or the short story?
We have time.
I'll take the short story.
Okay, well, this is Julia talking. Alexis and I have actually known each other since first grade. We go way back, and our moms are friends, and they actually live right next door to each other. True story. And I had a crush on her brother when we were little.
That's weird.
I don't know. I just said that. Sorry. And so we've just always been singing together and goofing around together, and our moms didn't know how to handle us, so they put us in theater. So we did some theater stuff, and then we joined a girl group, and there were four of us, and the other two just weren't as serious about it, you know, wanted to party and whatever. We wanted to practice and do shows. So we were like, why don't we just do it, just us two? You know, we have this history and this chemistry, so we just decided, you know, let's just do it, the two of us. And the name, actually, Heartland Ray, it's our middle name. My middle name is Lynn, and hers is Ray. So with the word heart, Heartland Ray.
You know, and I'm always interested to hear how groups and doers or whatever came up with their band names. And that's probably...
Well, that's how.
And that's probably the most interesting story I've heard. So.
Yeah, I like that story. Well, we were in the car the other day, and I was talking to my grandmother, you know, me and my grandmother, and, well, all of my family, we're pretty musical, but my grandmother and her sister won't sing, like, they won't perform, so it's like I'm by myself, but they sing with me, like, in the car and stuff, and we were in the car, and their maiden name is Nun, like N-U-N-N, and I was like, we can be a band, you know, Buddy can play guitar for us, he's her brother. I was like, you can play guitar, and we can be Bar Nun. And she was like, we're not doing that. And I was like, but we have such a good opportunity there with
that's
the name.
That's a good idea.
I wish they would do it. Like, but they're kind of old, so
that's
I guess they don't really want to go on tour.
Why would you guys do it?
It's actually a curse thing in the music industry.
Oh, gosh, I know. Sometimes we're like, why are we cursed with this? It's such a hard thing, but I don't know. Something about it, we love it, and we just keep pushing on and doing it, you know?
Well, I love singing, and I love music, and I love performing, and they're not as outgoing. I mean, her brother is. He'll, like, sing with me. He plays guitar, and he sings in, like, clubs and stuff like I do, but they would never do that, ever.
You know, and I'm the same way. I would rather be on stage than anywhere else in this world.
Isn't that amazing how it can do that to you? I mean, I being on stage is the best feeling in the world. I'm more comfortable on stage than talking to people, which is weird. I don't really know. But Alexis is more of a talkative one, and I'd rather be on stage. I don't know.
You know
about it. And then we'll sometimes get nervous before shows, and then we'll do it. And then when we're done, we're like, okay, now it's been really good. Let's do that again.
Yeah.
I know that
feeling.
Well,
I'm the same way. Like, I get nervous a little bit before, and then I'm like, man, that was good. I should have got a video of that. But, like, I don't know. I feel like when you're doing that, you're, like, in control of what you're doing. Right? And, like, when you're talking to people, especially people that you don't know, you're kind of like, you have to just play off of them. And so it's like when you're singing, you can do whatever you want. Because
it's your job to entertain. It's the best when there's a crowd and they're loving it, and you can, make someone's night better just by, feeding off them and, giving them a really great performance. And it's just like a huge
right.
party. And
you guys seem like you guys could both be very talented.
But yeah, you guys seem like
thank
very
you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Last performance I did, and this is sort of embarrassing. Me and M were actually up performing together. We were doing I Told You So by Randy Travis. And
beautiful song.
M took the first verse, and when it was my turn to come in, of course, a new wind to come in. I started off fine, but then halfway through that second verse, I was like, oh, God, what are the lyrics? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. And freaked me out so bad. Like, I looked at him, and I was like, are you going to sing? Or so I started singing, and he, like, picked back up, but I was freaking out. I was like, he forgot the words.
Yeah, I think we all had nights like that, at least you can look back and laugh. I know, Les, it's nice. Since we grew up singing together, we have that kind of telepathy, is that what it is? Sometimes on stage we have a look.
And we also talk, like, together. Like, earlier today, someone was like, do you guys really have to talk, like,
talk in harmony, too. But it's like, yeah, or, like, on stage, like we have a look, like, okay, that sounds good. Or, like, okay, maybe we should, I don't know, it's funny. We kind of just know. We spend way too much time together. I don't know.
Yeah, I looked at him, and I was like, I hope I know the words, because somebody else doesn't. And I kept going. And, like, because I didn't know that I knew the words to the second verse, because it was my job to know the first verse. And I was like, maybe I know it. And luckily, no, I don't think anybody noticed, so.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You've got to make up some words, I guess, sometimes.
At least it was funny. Like, at least we can laugh about it.
Oh,
totally.
Yeah.
It's all about having fun.
I did kind of have some kind of fun, quirky questions for you, if you're up for it.
Totally, let's do it.
All right. Let's see. What kind of music are you currently listening to right now?
What did you say?
What kind of music are you currently listening to right now?
We've been listening to a lot of Chris Stapleton. Do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Yeah,
we're loving
Chris Stapleton. We also like
the
Kelsey Ballerini.
Kelsey Ballerini, she's our girl.
Oh, I love Kelsey Ballerini.
You're right.
I listen to a lot of folk music and bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Punch
mm-hmm.
Brothers. I love Chris Seeley, Nickel Creek. I listen to like every genre. I was just listening to Deftones, Radiohead.
Mm-hmm.
I just like pop and just, I don't know, 90s music and, I don't know, stuff like that.
This is kind of funny, but I'm a hardcore country music fan. I love country music. But while I'm preparing for these radio shows, I'm listening to a lot of rap and rock to kind of calm my nerves a little bit. I know it's kind of funny,
yeah.
But so.
You know what's so funny about rock or, like, even metal? It's, like, sometimes metal even, like, calms my nerves. I don't know. When I'm, like, stressed out. Like, I know it stresses some people out, but it makes sense. I like it. I like relaxing.
Okay.
I like it.
You know, and as I was doing my research for this interview, I ran across something that sort of piqued my interest a little bit. You ladies have opened for some pretty big names in the music industry.
Yeah.
Amazing people.
I know I texted you, Em, about this, and you were like, holy crap, the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah, I might have done that.
What did you say?
He texted me earlier and told me a bunch of people that you'd opened for, and I was like, Oak Ridge Boys, like, all caps with the, like, emoji with the heart eyes.
And it was one of our favorites. We did the Oak Ridge Boys, Dirk Bentley,
Little Big Town, Clint Black, Lauren Elena. We just did Jeff Bridges, which was cool because he was one of my favorite actors, and he does
marathons.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Open for him, so we're really lucky to do some of that. We got some, you know, and what's really great about country people is that they're very down to earth and very friendly. So every time we'd open for them, they'd just be so cool and welcoming and supportive,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they would always thank us on stage or give us a shout out, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think one of our favorites though was Oak Ridge Boys and Little Big Town. We love Little Big Town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We do too.
Oh.
I speak for both of us. When I say that.
Yes, you do.
let me just say, we both do. I didn't even have that.
Exactly.
They're great.
You know, and
yeah,
and what you said about country music people being so sweet and down to earth or whatever, you know, I've done this radio show. It'll be 3 years next month I've done this radio show. And I've been talking with up-and-coming country stars for probably a year and a half, and I tend to agree. There are no sweeter people on the face of this planet than country music stars. There's no sweeter people. I agree.
Yes, that's why I love that. And being here in Nashville, and everyone
mm-hmm.
here is just so nice and welcoming and
supportive.
Oh, yes. I agree to that.
So,
1,000%. I agree to that. Yes. All right, Em. Did you have any questions for him, Em?
I'm going to steal your question. Is that okay?
Fine with me.
Okay. If you guys could duet with anybody, like any, they don't have to be in country music, any artist, who would you choose?
That is a tough one. I'd probably be Beyonce or Taylor Swift. Christina Aguilera is my favorite singer of all time right now. So, well, she's like the reason I want to sing, so probably her. I think it'd be so fun to team up with Florida Georgia Line, though, on a song. We love them.
Oh, wow.
Love their vibe and their sound. I think it'd be cool, like
mm-hmm.
a duo of boys and a duo of girls.
I would want to be Taylor Swift. She's so smart, not like with singing and like business wise. Like, she's just so intelligent. I feel like people don't give her enough credit, and I'm all about that. Like, that's what kind of personality.
Good answer. We had somebody the other night who was like, "Can you give me like till the end of the show and think of it, and I'll tell you later."
Yeah.
What'd you say? Well, it's just such a hard. It's hard because there's so many greats out there.
Yeah, who would you guys be?
Yeah, who would you guys pick?
Cody, go ahead.
Oh.
I'll answer after you because I already know.
For me, and she's my celebrity
yeah.
crush, by the way. Carrie Underwood.
Oh, we love her.
So sweet. I think I want her legs.
Everybody wants her legs. Okay. Miranda Lambert said that when she was trying to lose weight, her inspiration was Carrie Underwood's, like, legs. Because everybody wants it. Okay,
everybody wants you.
My favorite singer is Martina McBride, but I don't think I would choose her just because I don't want to compete with that. So I say Bob Seger because he's amazing. Like, who wouldn't want to sing with him? So that's my choice.
That's a good one.
Well,
I feel like Kurt Cobain. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
like a cool
I
actually
have
just for fun. I would love to jam with him.
You know.
Yeah.
I have another one because.
Yeah,
because I actually did get the chance to sing with Carrie Underwood. I probably sank and fall out. But probably my second choice would be Eric Church.
Oh, he's an amazing writer.
I don't know enough about him.
I love his writing.
Oh, I do too. Have y'all heard his a new one, like a Wrecking Ball?
I love that song. No, not Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus has Wrecking Ball, and so does Eric Church. They're both great
mm-hmm.
songs, though. I think Miley's very smart business-wise too. I like her too, with Marty.
Right.
But Wrecking Ball, that's a good song.
It is.
It was actually on my Spotify playlist earlier, and I was singing it while I was showering, and,
Cody, I'm a bit offended that you didn't say your dream duet was with me.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
I have to ask this next question because if I don't, a friend of mine will probably kill me. Because she frankly came up with it. So, if you could...
I'm scared.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Wow. That's a really good question that we've never been asked. I probably would have. I love learning, like, a bunch of different instruments. And I probably would have, like, if I could go back to when I was little, because I really want to learn to play pedal steel, I probably would have, like, made myself learn when I was little to play pedal steel so I could be, like, bomb at it now. I'm still going to learn, but if I could go back, I would, like, make myself learn that.
Yeah.
You know, early on.
I would go back and try and learn. I try learning an instrument. My parents tried putting me in school for it, and I just was not having it. I was, like, over it. I was like, no. I'm way too extroverted for this. I don't know. I couldn't just sit down and just be like, yeah, these notes. I think too much about it. I don't know. I even tried, like, now trying to do it, and it's just, I don't know. I'll just stick to, like, tambourine or drums or something. I don't know. But, I don't know, maybe that. Maybe also, like, moving to Nashville sooner. I don't know. But I actually don't think I would change. If I, like, stopped, I think I'd regret that. But I feel like everything's really happened at the right time. Because I feel like maybe a year or two ago we wouldn't have been ready. So I think, like, timing is, like, everything. And I think, like, timing's been great. But I would say probably learning an instrument for sure would be, like, because I feel like everything else that we've ever done, like, I've always been very, like, I've either seen opportunity or, like, I just see where an opportunity is to, like, end. I don't know if that makes sense, but I don't know.
It's very intuitive.
Yeah, so I feel like that's helped in a way, because otherwise, who knows where we'd be. We'd probably be stuck with this one and I can't. Yeah.
All right. Let's see if I have any more questions. Here's one that's always kind of a fun question for me. I always get a ton of interesting answers with this. Do y'all have any pre-show rituals? Like a certain meal you eat or something?
Well, my mom always makes us hot syrup tea with honey, just the way we like it.
I feel like we become a wreck. We become very, like, okay, we need to, like, do this. We need to, like,
yeah, but, like, we always, like, before, like, we go, like, before.
One of us is always nervous. One of us is either nervous, and then one of us isn't nervous. Like, we're never nervous at the same time.
Yeah, it's always, like, for different shows. One of us will be, like, freaking out, and the other one will have to be like, oh, come on.
And so, and we're always like, come on, really, you're going to be nervous about this?
Yeah.
And I'm nervous about stuff, and I'm like, are you kidding?
So, like, we have to, like, calm each other down. At least, like, that's what's cool about having another person. And then we usually just, like, we're like, okay, like, we got this. I don't know, we
listen to, like, I don't know, one time I listened to, like, Shania Twain for a long time.
Yeah, just to get some ideas and, like, you know.
Just to get pumped up, right. I guess.
Yeah, to get pumped up. And sometimes I'll drink coffee.
Which is really bad for your voice.
I love coffee. You know, I mean, just, like, you know, I mean, we just support each other, so we just kind of encourage each other before we go on. We're like, okay.
I might hit her a few times over the head, but.
Yeah, or I'll be the one bugging Alexis. I'm like, can you help me? Like, can you help? Like, what should I wear? Kind of thing. Cause she's very good with like style, and I'm not. So I'm like, please, what do I wear with this? Can I borrow this? It's very like, you know.
We both have.
And then I'll be like, okay, let's make sure that we're doing this move for this. You got it? Okay, we're good. Let's go. You know. Yeah, we have our both different strengths in different areas, so we balance each other out, and we're very different. So I don't even know why we're friends, but we are.
I think this may be my last question, and then I'll turn it over to Em and see if she's got anything. But what is the best advice you've ever gotten, whether it's career-wise or in your personal lives? What's the best advice you've ever gotten?
Change is inevitable. I don't know, for me. I don't know, because I'm very, like, I don't know, I get stuck, believing, obviously the believe in yourself, and I mean, well, it just depends, like, personal, probably, like, believe in yourself, and, like, and that, you know, appreciate the people around you, and, like, you know, so everyone comes and goes, and blah, 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 but...
Mm-hmm.
Industry-wise, I feel like don't burn bridges. That's, like, a big thing. Like,
right.
I mean, you know, you just don't want to burn any bridges. That's probably what I say. Right? Julia?
Uh-oh.
Hold on, Julia's coming.
Did you have anything else for me?
Well, we didn't talk about TV, so I think we have to. Do you guys, what are your favorite shows? I know... What are you guys' favorite shows that you're recording and definitely watching?
Law and Order. SVU. Oh, yeah. Alexis
likes
Law
and Order. Oh, my goodness. That's my favorite.
Really? Do you like it?
I do. She's the queen. Okay. I love that show.
I'm so happy.
Yes. Yeah, okay. See, Cody, I ask everyone that question, and I always wait for somebody to do this.
That's me. I also like Dance Moms. I don't know.
I do, too, actually.
Do you?
Well, I like Dance Moms.
And The Bachelor.
Yeah, that's Alexis. I'm really weird. I, like, I don't really watch TV, but I have my few shows on Netflix that I'll finish the whole season in one night. Like, I love Orange is the New Black. I'm watching Friday Night Lights right now. I like The OC. I like documentaries, and I like just kind of, like, educational kind
that's
of
what I like.
I don't know, like, history stuff or, like, just, I don't know. I like a lot of weird...
It's just TV shows.
Weird things. But Orange is the New Black is my favorite right now, so...
Yeah, Law & Order SVU is my favorite show. That's, like, my top... Like, that's my favorite show that's in prime time. It's my favorite show.
Every episode.
She's... Alexis has tried to get me to watch it, and I think I fell asleep. But maybe I'll give it another
it's
chance.
It's kind of good, though. Like, once you get
into it. I love it. I love all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I need something that like, keeps me like interested. I get bored.
Yeah,
I like Seinfeld too, and I just like funny.
I don't get it.
Seinfeld, I like The Office.
Yeah, I ask everybody that so I can like fangirl with them. They like the show I like, and we've only had one person ever on the show that watches that watches Law and Order. So, welcome to the club.
Well, there you go.
Here I am, girl, Law and Order SVU.
Yes, we can live tweet about it now.
Yes, seriously.
When it comes back. Cody needs to watch it, but he won't. Like, it drives me crazy. He doesn't ever listen to me, ever.
Wait, why not? That's lame.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're being overpowered right now, Cody, by
Alexis,
like 3 minutes.
Yes, I am. I'm going to shut up.
You know, Alexis was like, I'll watch one episode of Orange is the New Black if you watch one episode of Law and Order.
I've watched Orange is the New Black. I just don't think I'm like,
okay, it's
not
like funny, but it's just like interesting. I don't know. It's just interesting.
I like practical humor. Like, I'll watch joke shows and
I like dry
like
humor.
I like sarcastic stuff. I don't know.
Like, yeah, like. I have a weird sense of humor, like the dry humor that other people don't think is funny. I
like
that over.
Like, when I was little, we didn't have cable, so I watched The Simpsons when I was little. Like,
what?
Yeah, I grew up watching
My parents never let me watch
it. Yeah,
my parents wouldn't let me watch it either. I was not allowed.
My parents tried to stop me from watching it, and I was like, no. And then I, like, watched a lot of Full House, freshman at Bel Air, and, like, I didn't have cable.
Mm-hmm.
So I had
friends, yeah.
A whole lineup after school. I knew it was, okay, now Simpsons, now it's going to be.
I watched Barney for so long.
That was way more a lot.
I always wanted to watch The Simpsons, and they were, like, dead serious that I wasn't watching it. Like, so I never watched it.
I couldn't watch Titanic for the longest time.
I remember
all my friends, like, were able to watch Titanic. My parents were, like, I was super sheltered. They were just, like, no way. Like, that Titanic, no, you need to go to church.
I wasn't allowed to watch Titanic either, but, I mean.
Only one.
I did have one more question for y'all. Is there anything coming up that, music-wise, that y'all can talk about? Any materials, any shows or anything?
Well, we're in Nashville now. We're actually, you know, mm-hmm. we've just been laying low in writing and just getting new material together. But for 4th of July, we're actually driving up to Illinois and doing a music festival, and Eli Young Band is going to be there, Low Cash is going to be there, some other awesome bands, so we're super excited to be part of the Bluegill Music Festival. And besides that, we're going to, you know, come back to Nashville and just write and come out with some new music besides, you know, Cowgirl Rides right now, and then we're going to write some more stuff to put out there, and we're just really excited.
Oh, awesome. You know, a 30 minutes flew by, didn't it?
Oh, it's already been
30 minutes? You can believe that.
Oh, you guys were a lot of fun. I lost track of time.
We appreciate that. And I just wanted to say that y'all are more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and I try and do this as sort of a courtesy kind of thing, as a thank you for a coming on. If you need me to promote anything y'all do, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, for the show, anything, I'll do it.
Oh, that's so
thank
sweet
you
of
so
you.
Much.
We really, really, really appreciate
you know,
that.
Thank you for having us. You know, we just love meeting new people and connecting with other people that love music. So this is
mm-hmm.
fun for us. You know, it's awesome mm-hmm. connecting with you guys and chatting.
Right.
We enjoy chatting.
I feel like I could be like best friends with you guys. You guys are like just so fun.
Yeah.
We need a group text like 5 minutes ago. Just saying.
Yes, we do.
we will arrange the group message. I got it.
Yeah. Right.
I'm on it.
I'm on it.
I'll let you. I handle that, Em. But again,
as always,
before I let y'all go, again, I just wanted to say thank you for taking a time out of what I'm sure is a busy schedule to do this.
Thank you so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Anytime. Any, you know, we love doing it. So thank you.
I'll talk to y'all later. All right.
All right. Bye, Em.
Bye. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
That was fun, wasn't it, Em?
Group message. Well, give me 7 minutes.
Message.
Literally, like, when they follow me back on Twitter, I just followed them. When they follow
mm-hmm.
me back, it will be a group message. I will get
mm-hmm.
it happening.
Yes,
okay,
it will.
So real funny real quick before we do announcements. So I've been
what?
Sitting here taking this BuzzFeed quiz. Not that I wasn't listening, but I was taking a BuzzFeed quiz at the same time. Called
right.
Which Man's Mike Star Should You Get a Lap Dance From? I don't know where it came from. It just popped up
okay.
in Twitter, and I had to take it. And you
I'm
want
not
to hear
completely
something
sure I like
freaking,
where this is going, but whatever.
Do you want to hear something hilarious?
What?
So I'm reading the thing, like one of the questions, it says pick your favorite style of dance, and it lists a bunch of them, and like the last one on says Pumping the Air. And like I almost like busted out laughing over that, and I don't know why, because it's not even that funny, but
alrighty.
It's just like, they're all like one says ballroom, Latin, jazz, interpretive, line dancing, disco, ballet, and then Pumping the Air. Like, I don't know why it's amusing to me, but I think it's hilarious. So, just that's, if I giggled, that's why. Anyway.
All right.
I'll keep it clean, because the next question is not that nice, so I'll keep it to myself.
Yeah, please do that. All right. A time for announcements. And I don't have very many. Actually, I just have one.
I
think you have one. So
you can go
I'm
first.
Gonna. Okay.
You were gonna ask me to go first, weren't you? And I feel like I'm an idiot.
Well, whatever. I'm working on something for either the 14th or the 21st. That a screenshot I texted you of that email.
Okay.
And
I'm working on two things right now that you don't. Well, one of them you know about. One of them you've probably forgotten about. No, one of them you don't know, one you've probably forgotten.
Okay, this is scaring me. That's scaring me. Anyway, in the 27th of this month, we have a singer-songwriter, Ashley Taylor, on the show with us. So, and that's actually been a setup for quite a while, so I'm...
100 years.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, well, on Monday, hopefully, no certain, like, scary than this person that don't show up, but pretty good, not really good on me.
Right. And
he's
I think,
comedian?
What? What am? Hello? I don't know what happened here. But anyway.
I'm here, I promise.
You sure?
Yes.
Alrighty.
Did it not too hard, Jimmy?
Does something kind of...
Oh, that's so weird.
Weird happened. I don't know exactly what it was.
I think it's because of
something kind of weird happened.
Anyway. He's coming on...
What were you saying anyway?
Panda. His name's Panda. That's... what he chooses to go by, his that's not
his stage
name.
Basically.
That's his like, name. He's gonna he's aspiring to be a comedian. He's competed in a couple of talent shows at school and won for being hilarious.
Right.
And he's
right.
gonna come talk current events with us. It should be interesting because it'll be like an episode of Chelsea Handler up in here, but that's okay. So
okay,
we're gonna have
that's
a
awesome.
Night. Chelsea Handler,
that's
great,
awesome.
So whatever. Yeah, he's gonna come talk current events and news and celebrity with us because I. Just want to like come and like do a dry routine because that's no fun. So we'll just make fun of stuff.
Right.
So yeah. Monday at 5.
And your secret project that you're working on.
Oh,
which I'm kind
of
scared of.
I'll like text you. It's not a big deal. You know them.
Okay. But anyway, all right. I think since we have no more announcements, I think I'm gonna. I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right, I'll continue with my quiz.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little interview with the super talented, super sweet ladies of Heartland Ray. And like I said, I'm working on something for... either the 14th or the 21st, depending on when the guest is free. But hey, let's face it. Since we've got a pretty much a policy of where. Available virtually anytime. That those dates might be subject to change. So And then on the 27th, we've got singer-songwriter Ashley Taylor with us. And I think that may do it for July. Oh, and then I know it's over a month out, but August 20th, the show celebrates 3 years on the air. And frankly, my mind is blown at this point. 3 years. I didn't even think we'd last a week on the air, to be totally and absolutely honest with you. Especially with me and Emma's personalities. But it's been fun. I mean, but I'm not going to give away everything I'm planning for the 20th. You'll just have to tune in and see. And I think with that, I'm going to end the episode here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.